New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Wednesday announced more than $755 million in Regional Economic Development Council grants. The Mid-Hudson region emerged a top performer. Here's a look at just a few of the many projects being funded. Round 7 of the REDC initiative yielded $84.8 million for 113 projects in the Mid-Hudson region. Assistant Dutchess County Executive for Economic Development Ron Hicks says his county made out well, garnering just north of $10 million.
Two in particular that are really important are on the Route 9 corridor. One is in Hyde Park, and that is for wastewater, which is critical to Hyde Park, realizing their downtown center and being able to get their storefront filled. The other is a project on Route 9D. It is a gateway project to Dutchess, and it's in Fishkill. It's being done in the context of the stadium and the interchange.
He calls the $1.5 million for the Route 9D redevelopment and recreation project a shot in the arm. The county will renovate Dutchess Stadium, home of minor league baseball team the Hudson Valley Renegades. The stadium is just off Route I-84 and has hosted concerts and other events.
And part of this plan is to look at what other development opportunities could occur around the stadium that would be complementary. So if you needed to go to a concert, you might be able to stay in a hotel within walking distance, or you'd have a walkable downtown that you could go down to.
Steve Densmore is president of New Paltz-based Choice Words, which handled the grant writing for 9 projects across 5 counties that received $7.3 million, including the construction of the sewer system in downtown Hyde Park. One development in Ulster County that is receiving funding is the Kingstonian Uptown Revitalization Project. Densmore explains the mixed-use project from JM Development Group.
$48 million project in the Stockade District of Kingston, which will include a boutique hotel, some residential units, commercial, you know, a pedestrian plaza, and what's probably most important to residents in Kingston and businesses in Kingston is a 450-lot parking garage, I think 4 levels. That will really serve the parking-starved needs of Uptown Kingston.
And $1 million was awarded to the Hutton Brickyards Redevelopment Project, also in Kingston. Hutton Brickyards hosted 2 Bob Dylan concerts in June, and the aim, says Densmore, is to redevelop a significant portion of the city's long underutilized waterfront.
This money will support, I think, about a $5 million project to bring in appropriate lighting, paving, parking, a lot of the things that will make the site more accessible.
Just more than $1.2 million is headed to the Winicky Land Trust to acquire 2 parcels totaling 335 acres in Red Hook, adjacent to the Sawkill, the water supply for Bard College. The Trust's executive director, Greg Swansea, says the project protects the water supply, bat habitat, and wetlands, and could enhance a trail network.
And what it does is provide access to lands right along the Sawkill. So it's really protecting that water supply, but it also means that we've been interested in seeing if we can run a trail through there. It would be crushed stone. It would be, you know, appropriate for that area, but also would be at a level that would allow multi-use, including bicycles and runners and walkers and that kind of thing. And it would connect the village of Red Hook to Bard College, and you know our goal has been to connect on up to Tivoli, and also this happens to be where the Empire State Trail is running through as it goes north in toward Columbia County. So incredible.
Other top performer awardees included the Capital Region, Mohawk Valley, and Central New York. The North Country and Southern Tier were regional council awardees. Since the REDC initiative's inception in 2011, more than $5.4 billion has been awarded to more than 6,300 projects. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.